on WGLT Normal, Illinois, a service of Illinois State University. It's Radio Munson, coming to you tonight from just outside of Tucson, Arizona. That trumpet is Conte Condoles. Carl Saunders also plays a little trumpet. Pete Chrisleeb and Ricky Woodard play tenor saxophones. And drummer Frank Capp leads his band through Sweet Georgia Brown, hour two of Radio Munson. Frank Capp and his band. He called it Frank Capp's Juggernaut, and it was popular in the 1980s into the 1990s, mostly West Coast musicians, including Conte Condoles and Carl Saunders there on trumpets, and Pete Chrisleeb and Ricky Woodard trading tenor saxophone solo. Sammy Nestico arranged Sweet Georgia Brown. Well, we're traveling light here on this Thursday evening with the Basie Band and Diane Schur.
Traveling light, because my man has gone. So from now on, I'm traveling light. He said goodbye. Took my heart away. So from today, I'm traveling light.
Diane Schur recording with the Basie Band on Radio Munson. That's Ed Thigpen's drums with Ray Brown playing the bass. And they're part of the Oscar Peterson Trio, who accompanied Fred Astaire.
Oh, sweet and lovely lady, be good. Oh, lady, be good to me. I am so awfully misunderstood. So, lady, be good to me. Oh, please have some pity. I'm all alone in this big city. I tell you, I'm just a lonesome babe in the wood. So, lady, be good to me. Thank you. lady, be good. Oh, lady, please be good to me. Because I am so awfully misunderstood. So, lady, be good to me. Oh, oh, please have some pity. Because I'm all alone in this great big city. And I tell you, I'm just a lonesome babe in the wood. So, lady, be good to me.
That's Fred Astaire. You know, he's a fine jazz singer. He sort of gets lost in all of his acting, and especially his dancing. Fred Astaire could sing. With the Oscar Peterson Trio, and that was Charlie Shavers with the muted trumpet and Flip Phillips playing tenor saxophone here on Radio Munson. Here's Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli and the quintet of the Hot Club of France featuring in that all-French group in 1936 an American vocalist by the name of Freddie Taylor.
Give you anything but love, oh baby, ooh. That's the only thing I've plenty of, oh baby. Dream of wild, scheme of wild, wish your divine, baby, happiness, and I guess the best. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby, baby. Oh, diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, my pretty baby by the roof. Till that lucky day, oh, your lucky day, you know darn well, oh, babe. Can't give you anything but
Django and Stefan, Hot Club of Paris sound, and Freddie Taylor, the American, doing the vocal on Radio Munson. We're going to go down for double with the Basie Band. Basie first recorded Down for Double in 1941 on the 17th of November. But first, here's Dinah Washington.
Mm-hmm. if there ever was one. If there ever was one, baby, it's you. Don't you know life without you was an incomplete dream? You are every sweet dream come true. My search was such a blind one, and I was all at sea. I never thought I'd find one quite so perfect for me. Yes, your sweetheart, if there ever was one, if there ever was one, Daddy, it's you. Was one. If there ever was one, it's you. Oh, oh baby, it's you. Yeah, 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 baby, it's you.
Ha 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 ha!
Here's a little Basie for you this evening. It's called Down for Double. It was first recorded by Count Basie's band on this date, on the 17th of November, 1941. This was a later recording. But Freddie Green, the guitarist in the band, who was with Basie for more than 50 years, was the guy who wrote it in 1941 and was with the band. And, of course, he was still with the band in the 50s when that Second Testament band came along. I think that was Frank Foster who played tenor saxophone, although Eddie Lockjaw Davis joined the band at about that same time. He was a great tenor saxophonist who Basie often featured. You can't get enough of Basie? Me neither. Here's a little earlier thing that Basie did back when Lester Young was playing that great tenor saxophone. He's featured here along with Buck Clayton, who led the brass section for a while, fine trumpeter, and Mr. 5x5 himself, the great blues jazz shouter Jimmy Rushing, was with the Basie band.
Money is honey, where can my honey be? Money is honey, where can my honey be? If I had my money, my honey would be here with me. I woke up this morning, my gal said I'm through. You get yourself some money and I'll come back to you. Money is honey, where can my honey be? If I had my money, my honey would be here with me. Now I'm doing bad and you're doing fine. But when I had my loot, the jelly flowed like wine. Money is honey, where can my honey be? If I had my money, my honey would be here with me. The limit was the sky. Now I'm poor and hungry, and you ain't got no eyes. Money is honey, where can my honey be? If I had my money, my honey would be here with me. I had ribs and bacon, you came around for more. I'm eating hash and beans, and you eating next door. Money is honey, where can my honey be? If I had my money would be here with me.
There's some Kansas City jazz from Count Basie's band and Jimmy Rushing doing the vocal. Here on Radio Munson, by the way, our programs are all archived, so you can go back and listen to one that you missed, or you can, if you're really bored, you can listen to the same one you've heard over again by going to WGLT.org and click on Music and then on Radio Munson, and there'll be a little menu of those there. Want to send me an email? It's don@WGLT.org. I'm glad you're with us, wherever you are, here on Thursday evening. Thank you. Glenn Miller's band. And Moonlight Bay. I'm thinking that there's a little nip in the air over Moonlight Bay this evening. But that big super moon makes it seem just a little bit warmer, right? That was Johnny Best who played trumpet, or Billy May. I'm unclear which one, but they were both in Miller's trumpet section. Then, and Peanuts Hucko, who led the Glenn Miller organization after Glenn's death during the Second World War. Peanuts Hucko was playing clarinet. Here on our little Thursday evening gig called Radio Munson, here's jazz accordionist Art Van Dam, who came down from Minnesota to play in the NBC radio studios there in the Merchandise Mart in Chicago for some of radio's golden years. He had a little quintet featuring vibes, guitar, and Johnny Smith was invited in to play guitar on one of his albums with Gone with the Wind. Van Damme's quintet with Johnny Smith, the guitarist, and Gone with the Wind here on Radio Munson. Broadcasting tonight from just outside of Tucson, a little ways up Dove Mountain, where The days have been nice, and the evenings have cooled off very nicely indeed. And speaking of cooling off, it looks to me like Central Illinois is going to start cooling off rather sharply, beginning, what, about Saturday, I guess, this weekend. I want to do a thing that Gordon Goodwin recorded with his big fat band. And Gordon, who plays every instrument under the sun, was playing piano in this one, his version of On Green Dolphin Street, coming up in just a few. We had some music by Billy May last week in the 100th anniversary of the birth in Pittsburgh of the great band leader and arranger. Here's an arrangement Billy May did for Sinatra.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you. Angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Thank you.
Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band with Gordon playing piano. And that was Warren Looning playing trumpet on Green Dolphin Street. I'm Don Munson. We're on Holly Grape Drive, just a little ways up Dove Mountain, just outside of Tucson, Arizona, this evening. I'm glad you're along. You know, we almost made it through an entire Radio Munson show tonight without playing something by Ella Fitzgerald. Let's fix that.
Too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
That's Ella Fitzgerald and a song that Richard Whiting wrote, and Johnny Mercer came along and wrote the lyrics. Nelson Riddle's arrangement with his orchestra. Ella Fitzgerald got in on the ground floor of Verve Records, which started 60 years ago this year, 1956. Norman Granz, who was Ella's personal manager, was the guy who founded Verve Records. And he needed to get some prominent artists' music out there in a hurry when he had this startup record company in 56. So he talked Louis Armstrong, who was about 15 years Ella's senior. She was about 40 years old. He was probably a little older than, he may have been close to 20 years older than Ella by then. And got Armstrong to agree to come into the studio and do a duets album with Ella. It's still thought of as one of the iconic albums of that decade, which was a great decade for jazz, or any decade in the 20th century. It's just been remastered, and it continues to be re-released, and it's a must for everybody's record library. It's just called Ella and Lewis. Everybody knew who that was. Here they are.
Thought I'd found the man of my dreams. Now it seems this is how the story ends. He's going to turn me down and say, can't we be friends? I thought for once it couldn't go wrong. Not for long, I can see the way this ends. He's going to turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Never again. Through with love, through with men. They play their game without shame. And who's to blame? I thought I'd found a man I could trust. What a bust. This is how the story ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends?
Yes, I thought I knew the wheat from the chaff. What a laugh. This is how the story ends. I let her turn me down, say, can't we be friends? But by that day, I acted like a kid out of school. What a fool. Now I see this is the end. I let her turn me down, say, can't we be friends? Oh, why should I care? Though she gave for me the air. Why should I cry, have a sigh, and wonder why? Yes, I should have seen the single stop. What a flop. This is how the story ends. She's gonna turn me down, say, can we be friends?
Jazz giants singing the Great American Songbook. Seems to me like that's a great combination. Ella and Lewis, 1956, 60 years ago, they did that. I'm Don Munson. Here's a nice, smooth dance band from the late 1930s. Great show band, too. It was Jimmy Lunsford and his bunch, featuring one of his saxophonists, Dan Grissom, doing the vocal.
Thank you.
Jimmy Lunsford's band, one of the great bands of the late 1930s, and Dan Grissom is the guy he called to the microphone to sing that. You know, the evolution of microphones had gotten to a point by the time Dan Grissom came along. He did not have great projection, great lungs, but it enabled singers like him who sang more softly to be heard over the band. He would have been in big trouble 10 years or so earlier, back in the 1920s. Here's a guy who knew all about the 1920s, came out of vaudeville, the great Jimmy Durante, who played piano, made people laugh as he sang his songs for many years. But in his later years, Durante was the kind of guy that could just stoke emotions and maybe even get people who are listening to shed a tear or two.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say, I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Boiling it down to the basics. That's a great song, isn't it? Jimmy Durante delivered it as well as anybody ever did, seems to me. I saw Durante, it was one of the thrills of my life. Saw him in a show at the Frontier along the strip in Las Vegas I think it was about 1968. Durante was 75 at the time and still had it. Well, we've just about had it here for Radio Munson for another Thursday night. From just a little ways up Dove Mountain, outside of Tucson, Arizona. I hope you have a great weekend, everybody, and a great week. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next Thursday night on WGLT Normal, Illinois.